Welcome. I'm Catherine Davis, host of Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. On today's program, we're going to have a bit of a tutorial on relaxation, meditation, and how we can use simply our mind, our hearts, our bodies to release stress, to move into this exciting area of self-healing and transformation. My personal experience in teaching meditation is meditation in the context of Qigong practice. And Qigong is essentially a moving meditation, but it includes sitting meditation, laying meditation, walking meditation, and exercises, movements that are similar in appearance to Tai Chi, but have more of a contextual relationship with traditional Chinese medicine. So I'm going to share with you, to start, an article that I wrote a few years back now on the importance of this gentle meditative movement for healing our bodies. How can we heal, or better yet, avoid stress injuries and chronic muscle fatigue? We can train our muscles to relax. Relaxed muscles allow for greater flexibility of the joints and reduced buildup of the fatigue and soreness that lead to weakness, injury, and pain. Many of us know that aerobic exercise reduces the level of our body stress hormones, such as adrenaline and cortisol. Aerobics also stimulate the production of endorphins, the body's natural painkiller and mood elevators. Most often, these are the factors that help us stick to our workout regimens and daily routines. It just feels good. Exercise can be relaxing as well as health promoting. But what happens when the remedy becomes the problem? There is nothing worse than having your best laid plans derailed because of an injury or because your muscles and ligaments have been overworked and weakened. WebMD.com recommends that one of the best ways to avoid fitness injuries is to know your body. I would expand upon this by saying the key is to pay attention to the signals and signs that your body produces. Your body can warn you of potential risks and gently steer you toward exactly what it needs and when. A good approach to sustaining your exercise program is to discover your natural rhythms, to know when to push or train hard, and to know when to rest or lighten the routine. Basic self-maintenance requires that you include a warm-up, stretch, and cool-down component with each training session. However, the most holistic and effective way to protect your body and your health is to integrate a mind-body-energy approach with your regular fitness workout and wellness program. Meditation and energy circulation exercise can ease both mental and physical stress, including the physical stress which results from heavy exercise and the load of emotional stress that you bring from your life into the gym. Cardiologist Herbert Benson advises that any condition that is caused or worsened by stress can be alleviated through meditation. In fact, studies have shown that the relaxation response gained from meditation helps to lower blood pressure, improve heart rate and breathing, ease chronic pain, and boost immunity. Herbert Benson is the founder of the Mind-Body Institute at Harvard Medical School, Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. And some of the benefits of a regular practice of moving meditation are improved strength and better balance, reduced pain and stiffness, enhanced sleep, increased immunity, stamina, and vitality, improved cardiovascular, respiratory, circulatory, lymphatic, and digestive functions, decreased risk of falling, and reduced symptoms and improved function in people with fibromyalgia. There are specific Qigong routines for dealing with cancer, hypertension, chronic disease, and to relax the mind, muscles, tendons, joints, and inner organs. When we engage in a moving meditation, the positive effects of both exercise and meditation are further enhanced. Practices such as Tai Chi and Qigong integrate the desire to move with the need to meditate. While the practice appears to be very slow-moving, those movements work to build stamina and strength into the muscle fibers. And when integrated with a breath practice, it will relax the muscles, increase circulation of lymph for detoxification, and regulate the circulation of blood for increased oxygenation. The combined effect helps to keep the body fluid in motion and free of inflammation. It is the state of our energy body that determines the strength and health of our physical body and our capacity to have a clear mental process and stable emotional response to life. When we adopt a regular energy practice, we cultivate the skills necessary to communicate with the deeper parts of ourselves and resolve potential health issues before they become a crisis. This allows us to stay healthy, mitigate stress, and implement the relaxation response that reduces the incidence of injury or disease and heals more fully those problems that continue to undermine our progress. In just a few moments, I am going to share an actual meditation process with you. But I have one more bit of information I want to put up front. And this is about the therapeutic effects. And this is based on actual studies and abstracts. I'll start with a study called The Application of Qigong Therapy to Healthcare. A great number of clinical studies merging traditional Chinese medicine, TCM, and Western medicine have proved the complementary healing effects of Qigong in medical science. Traditional Chinese respiration exercises help to regulate our mind, body, and breathing and coordinate our internal organs, remove toxins, and enhance immunity. Domestic and foreign studies indicate that Qigong can relieve chronic pain, reduce tension, increase activities of phagocytes, and that means that it absorbs bacteria, in choanocytes, and that is the mass enclosed by a single cell wall, or more commonly known as a tumor. So it increases the activities of phagocytes that absorbs the bacteria that is trapped in the mass enclosed single cell wall. And this allows it to absorb and release that from your body as opposed to having it stored up in your tissues. It improves cardiopulmonary function. It improves eyesight and influences the index of blood biochemistry. And the abstract title of what I've read to you is The Application of Qigong Therapy to Healthcare. And now a few more specific abstracts. And the first was published on August 1st of 2011. It was a human study. The abstract title is Qigong Mind-Body Therapy and Diabetes Control, a Randomized Controlled Trial. The background. Previous studies have shown that Qigong, a form of mind-body movement therapy, may be beneficial for people with type 2 diabetes. However, no controlled studies have been conducted to examine the predictors and mediators of Qigong effects and indicators of diabetes control. This study examined the effects of Qigong on diabetes control and identified the predictors and mediators of these effects. The setting or participants. The study included 41 participants, 16 men, and 25 women aged 41 to 71 years with elevated blood glucose levels. The interventions. Participants were randomized to Qigong intervention or a usual medical care control group. Physical and hematologic measures were assessed at baseline and after 12 weeks. Main outcome measures. The outcomes were indicators of diabetes control, HbA1c, insulin resistance, fasting blood glucose and insulin, and 2-hour blood glucose and insulin, and potential mediators of these body weight, waist circumference, and leg strength. Data were collected in 2006 and analyzed in 2007 to 2009. The results. Linear regression analysis showed significant between group differences in favor of the intervention group in weight and waist circumference, leg strength, insulin resistance, and fasting blood insulin at 12 weeks. Logistic regression analysis showed that the Qigong intervention was a significant predictor of reduced weight. The effect of the Qigong intervention on improved insulin resistance was mediated by reduced weight. And the conclusions, the Qigong intervention was associated with improvements in weight, waist circumference, leg strength, and insulin resistance. The mediation analysis highlight the importance of weight reduction in the control of diabetes. Again, this article was published on August 1st, 2011. It is a human study, and the title of that study was Qigong Mind-Body Therapy and Diabetes Control, a Randomized Controlled Trial. Another study I would like to highlight is this, the abstract title, A Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis of the Effects of Qigong and Tai Chi for Depression Symptoms. The background, Qigong and Tai Chi are the two most popular traditional Chinese exercises known as mind-body movement therapies. Previous studies suggested that Qigong and Tai Chi may be beneficial in reducing depression symptoms. This was the first study to systematically review and compare the effects of Qigong and Tai Chi on depressive symptoms. The methods for this study. A systematic search of 6 electronic databases was undertaken through to February 2014 for randomized controlled trials, which reported depressive symptom methods. A systematic search of 6 electronic databases was undertaken through to February 2014 for randomized controlled trials, RCTs, which reported depressive symptoms measured by a depressive symptom rating scale. The standardized mean difference in depressive symptom score between Qigong and Tai Chi in a control group at the end of the follow-up was extracted as a primary outcome. The secondary outcome was that the standardized mean gain in symptom score relative to the baseline from individual arms of the RCTs for various forms of care, including Qigong, Tai Chi, usual care, other exercises, education, and miscellaneous interventions. The results. 30 studies with a total of 2,328 participants, 823 males, and 1,505 females were included. A significant effect was found for the Qigong interventions. There was no significant effect seen for Tai Chi for the primary endpoint. No mean change in symptom scores were seen for Tai Chi, usual care, other exercises, education, and the miscellaneous group in pre-post assessment in single arms. The conclusions. Qigong appears to be beneficial for reducing depressive symptom severity. This was a study. The abstract title, A Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis of the Effects of Qigong and Tai Chi for depressive symptoms. This article was published on July 31st, 2015, and it was a meta-analysis review. And the third and final piece that I'd like to include is information on Walking Qigong. Walking Qigong was founded by a Chinese woman named Gao Lin. She lived from 1906 to 1984. In 1949, she was diagnosed with uterine cancer and had surgery to remove it. In 1960, she had a recurrence and found it had metastasized to her bladder. Another operation was done to remove the cancerous portion of the bladder. Again, she had relapsed and was given only 6 months to live. Not willing to give up her fight, she recalled the Qigong her grandfather had taught her as a child. She researched and practiced, but did not feel much results. She did more research of the ancient writings and then developed her own practice schedule. 2 hours every day, and in 6 months, her cancer had subsided. From her experience, she believed that this Qigong could help others to have more success in their fight. Qigong therapy. She combined both movement and meditative quiet Qigong. By 1977, she had achieved tremendous results. By using this simple method of walking, moving, and breathing, her students' lives were being enhanced, and many experienced recovery from their illness, and pain-free years were added to their lives. She left a marvelous legacy of hope and encouragement for all those who suffer from life-threatening illness. And you can find more about this remarkable woman at www.qigongchinesehealth.com/walking_qigong. Qigong is spelled Qigong. The bioelectromagnetic field of cancer tissues is substantially different from the normal body tissue. The biovoltage of cancer cells is much lower than that of normal body tissues. For example, with liver cancer, the biovoltage of the cancer part of the liver is negatively charged, similar to the negative pole of a battery. As the qi energy, among other things, consists of an electromagnetic field, by practicing walking Qigong, you are able to enhance your bioelectromagnetic balance. And this is Catherine Davis. I host the radio programs Heart of Mind Radio on WBAI in New York and on the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. Also on WBAI, Health Action. For those of you who want to find out more about what you've just listened to, you can connect with myself at the website qigongonline.net. QIGONGONLINE.net or Catherine.1, KATHRYN.ONE. And for those of you who want to make inquiries, you can call 347-480-1694. 347-480-1694. I currently have teaching sessions as well as healing sessions at Studio Maya in Brooklyn and the Open Center in Manhattan. So please connect if you have more questions. Now we'll go on to our meditation. Thank you for your time and patience. And here is the gift returned. Activating the power center. Sitting position. Take a few moments to bring your spine into alignment. Lift your shoulders and relax from the top of your head down through the soles of your feet. Relax your head and your neck. Relax your face. Relax your neck and your shoulders. And relax from your shoulders down through your arms, all the way to your fingertips. Relax down the back of your body, starting with the back of your neck. The back of your shoulders. Relax your upper back. Relax your mid back. Relax your lower back. Relax your buttocks. Relax down through the back of your legs. Relax the soles of your feet. Relax your face. Relax the front of your neck. And relax the front of your shoulders. Relax down through your chest. Relax down through your abdomen. Relax your waist and your hips. Relax your pelvis. Relax down through the front of your legs. Relax the top of your feet and your toes. Relax the interior of your body. Starting with your brain. Relax your brain, allowing all energy to drain downward. Relax the inside of your face and the inside of your neck and throat. Relax the inside of your shoulders. Relax down through the center of your arms, all the way to your fingertips. Relax down into your chest. Relax and expand your ribs. Relax and open your lungs. Relax and calm your heart. Relax down into your abdomen. Relax your stomach. Relax your spleen. Relax your liver. Relax your kidneys. Relax your pancreas. Relax your intestines. Relax your colon. Relax your bladder. Relax your ovaries or gonads, sexual organs. Relax down through the interior, the inside of your legs. Again, allow your spine to find its balance by gently rolling upward, making sure that the vertebrae are in alignment, lifting your head, relax your shoulders. And gently bring one shoulder back, allowing the spine to turn. Allow your head to move in the direction of your shoulder. Allow the hips to also move gently, one flowing back, the other gently forward. And then slowly reverse your position, bringing your head gently towards the other side, turning your head back. Allow your shoulders to follow your head, allowing the spine to turn. Gently shift the hips so that one is back, the other forward. So continue for a few more of these shifting movements so that when your left shoulder goes back, your left hip goes back, your head turns to the left, and just allow the spine to shift gently. And as you gently move to the other side, as your head turns to the right and goes back, allow your shoulder, right hip to follow the movement of your head. And gently shift your whole body, gently rotating the spine so that one side of your body moves together and the opposite side of your body moves together in opposing directions back and forth. And gently do one or two more. Bring your body back to the center, facing forward, and take three deep breaths, and with your exhaled breath, just send a wave of relaxation through the whole body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Inhale deeply, exhale slowly. Again, inhale deeply, exhale slowly. One more, inhale deeply, exhale slowly. Take a moment to feel into your body and feel any points of stress or tension. Breathe into those areas, allowing the tissues of your body to stretch with your breath. Roll your shoulders back and forth a few times. Bend at the waist, going from one side and then to the other side a few times. And as you bend, relax the shoulders, the neck, and allow your body to dangle to the side for a moment. And then gently switch to the other side. Feel a stretch through the torso, through the shoulder and neck. Gently tilt to the side. Bending at the waist. And continue for a few more. Just stretching out. Bringing yourself back into an upright position. Lift both arms above your head so that they're along the sides of your head. Bring your hands together, gently clasping the fingertips, and stretch upward. Stretch again, taking in a deep breath as you stretch your body upward. And relax with your exhale. Continue for a few more. And with your hands still above your head, allowing your arms to stretch up gently, turn at the waist, bringing your body to one side, coming back to the center, and gently turning your body to the opposite side. Do a few more. Remember to breathe. Gently lower your arms, allowing your hands to rest across your thighs. Take another deep breath and relax down through your neck and shoulders with your exhale. Inhale deeply. Again, check your posture and assure that your spine is aligned, gently upright, head is upright, shoulders relaxed. Focus your attention on your spine and relax your spine, starting with the base of your skull. Just relax into the lower skull. And relax down through the vertebrae of your neck. Relax down through the vertebrae of your shoulders, down into the upper back. Relax down through the vertebrae of your upper back. Relax down through the middle back of the vertebrae of your middle back. Relax down through the vertebrae of your lower back, all the way through to the coccyx bone. Let's take in another deep inhaled breath, and when you exhale, send your breath down through the center of your spine. Inhale deeply. And from the inside of your skull, exhale, sending down through your spine. Again, take a deep inhaled breath and exhale, allowing your breath to encompass the whole spine. Inhale deeply, exhale slowly. Now find a comfortable posture in the chair. You can sit forward or lean back, but make sure that your vertebrae are upright. Perhaps you want to support your lower back with a towel or a garment of some kind against the back of the chair placed in the small of your back. Allow your feet to be flat on the floor. Now focus on the movement of your breath. Just watch your breath for a few moments and notice the flow in and out of your body. If you're able, breathe inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. It's not critical, but if your passages are clear, then inhale through the nose and exhale through your mouth. Gradually deepen your breath. Allow your torso to expand with your breath. Feel the movement in your back and your chest along the sides of your body. Also feel the movement in the lower back and lower abdomen. Again, relax your lower back. Relax your abdomen. Relax your hips. Relax your pelvis. And allow this region of your body, the lower abdomen, to gently expand, opening and relax, releasing. Inhale into expansion, exhale into surrender. Become aware of the pelvic region and think of it as a kind of bowl that holds your power center. The lower dantian. And this field of energy holds your life force. This energy is cultivated through gestation from the energy of your parents and ancestors, from the forces of the universe, and the energies of Gaia, Mother Earth, all commingled into your own life force energy. Allow your awareness to sink into this field of energy. Breathing deeply, rest within this field of energy. And as this energy field is the collective energies of Earth and Cosmos, and it includes the collective energies of your ancestors, both human and divine. So allow yourself to become aware of these energies as they are flowing within the inner field, the inner power center. As you focus upon these resources within you, they become stronger as the earth begins to flow, providing you with more energy, more substance, more power. And the cosmic forces flow, providing you with more substance, more energy, more power. And the ancestral energies flow, providing you with more substance, more energy, more power. So continue to breathe, allowing your attention to absorb, allowing your body to absorb, allowing your cells to absorb, allowing your DNA to absorb and be restored from this flow. With your awareness, guide this flow of energy up through your body into the solar plexus region, the upper abdomen, and allow the energies to uplift and restore the connections to your deeper self, to your emotional self, your etheric being, and restore and replenish within that region of your being. Allow the abdomen, the upper abdomen, and the back to expand with this breath as you bring these energies into a higher level of restoration and support. With your awareness and your breath, lift these energies to the field of your heart, allowing this strength and restoration to support, to enter into the deepest part of your being, into your heart, your soul, your center. Build and support the resources and the connections within these fields of your body. Feel the chest expand and mid-back expand with this inhaled breath as you draw the energies in. With your awareness and with your breath, lift these energies into the high heart, the upper chest, connecting to the divine self, the divine mother, father, one. Expand into that region, restoring, replenishing, and building those connections within. Inhale and allow the chest and upper back to expand with this breath. With your awareness and with your breath, lift these energies into the region of your throat. Expand the field of communication, the field of knowing, and connecting with the wisdom of your being. Allow the neck and throat to relax and expand with your breath. Allow the breath to open and expand through the front and back, expelling, inhaling through the throat itself. With your awareness and your breath, lift these energies into the field of your head, into your face, to the point above your lips, between your nose and your mouth. Breathe into that space, allowing the energy and the breath to build in that space just below the nose, just above the lips, and connecting into your spirit, your soul, etheric, high, low, expansive being. With your awareness, inhale these energies in through your nose into the third eye, behind your two eyes, at the top of your nose, inside of your inner space, and allow the energies to build and grow within that space. Allow the energies to expand behind the eyes, behind the nose, including the palate, and into the full field of the pineal energy. Expanding, growing, connecting to the force of your full power and understanding. With your awareness and your breath, lift these energies into your fourth eye, the middle forehead, expanding into the fuller perception of your being. With your awareness and your breath, lift these energies into your fifth eye, at the base of your hairline above the nose, where we connect with our divinity and the perception of divine will and understanding. With your awareness and your breath, lift these energies to the Bai Hui,
the crown chakra and allow the energies to open and expand in receiving of the energies of the holy, divine, universal one.